You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It's Friday, so Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and also the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. Let's talk a little bit about Popcorn King and the leader of Wisconsin, essentially, Robin Voss. He controls most of the purse strings, it seems like. There's his theme song. Robin Voss, Popcorn King. Once again, stopping legislation that both sides want.
Yep. Yeah.
We did talk about this a little bit earlier this week, but I think it is worth another go-round about expanding Medicare coverage for new mothers.
Yeah. So let's zoom out first.
Okay.
On the issue here. So, there are 48 states that have passed a measure extending postpartum Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to a full year.
Right.
And so, again, this is 48 other states. The only two that have not passed this are Wisconsin and Arkansas.
Oh, yay, us.
Arkansas actually had an effort that they started to do, but that stalled in their legislature as well. But in Wisconsin, there was actually some meaningful progress on this earlier this year in the Wisconsin State Senate. So a number of Republican legislators introduced this bill in the Wisconsin State Senate, I believe in February, after the new, you know, group was sworn in and all of that, trying to say, hey, you know, especially there are a number of even like kind of like quote unquote pro-life state senators and Republicans saying that now that, you know, Roe has been overturned, we think new moms should have new health coverage, more robust health coverage for postpartum, which obviously there are many issues that can arise with that. And so that bill did eventually pass in the Wisconsin State Senate. It was a vote that was overwhelming.
Yes.
It was 32-1. That they voted for it. Only one Republican state senator, Chris Kapinga, was opposed. But that is for Wisconsin.
That's huge.
For the extremely divided state that we have here, getting a bill to pass 32-1 is a pretty big deal.
It is.
So you would think something like that would go right over, they would message it over to the assembly.
Poof.
And they would be able to pass it there as well. The assembly has also, there are a number of Republican co-sponsors of that bill in the assembly as well. I believe the majority of the assembly has technically signed on as a co-sponsor to kind of send this message to their leader in that chamber, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who is the longest serving assembly speaker in state history. He knows how to pull every lever of power is one he understands. He understands the procedure of things as well as anybody. But he has used that power to block this bill from ever coming to the floor for a vote. So there was a measure in the state budget that a number of Democrats tried to put an amendment onto the state budget to vote for that. That got voted down in the budget process. They've tried to bring it in various committees to a vote, but Voss reassigned it to a different committee. And so the assembly was in session this week. So I was hearing the morning before the floor session on Wednesday that Democrats were going to try to pull a procedural move to force a vote on this bill.
Right.
Kind of is similar to what Congress just voted in their discharge petition
to
release the Epstein files.
Yes.
So there was like a similar type of, I forget the exact wording, but a similar type of petition that they were trying to vote on to get that out of committee and to be able to go on the floor for a vote. So the majority of the Republicans who do support this will have the opportunity to say, you know what, Voss, you're wrong on this one.
We want this.
We want this. We support this. We want new moms to have health care. Somehow Voss got wind of this. There are various different allegations about like what the clerk may have broken rules or whatever it might be.
Yeah, there's something twitchy there.
There's some strangeness going on there. But Voss basically moved this from the committee that he had buried it in one time to a different committee that would create and kind of another holding pattern of sorts so that like it would have to wait for a certain amount of days so that if it was like 21 days and it didn't get a hearing, then they could initiate this similar process to do that. But obviously that wouldn't help in what they were trying to do on Wednesday.
Well, and it's my understanding that once he moved it to this different committee, it has to stay there for 3 weeks,
yeah.
At which point they will be out of session.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so and he moved it to a committee that he chairs. So he moved it to this kind of internal obscure committee that Voss himself chairs. And so, like, it's never going to get a public hearing. Yeah. It's never going to get an executive session vote to move through committee. It's just going to sit there. And so that is what he has done. He's used these levers of power. He kind of outmaneuvered the Democrats on this, whether he got the information in a above board way or not. Like, we don't really know just yet. But he alone, and there was a ProPublica article about this, has blocked this measure from passing. And he says, you know, we don't want any expansion of welfare.
Right.
But this is something that a majority of people agree on. It passed the state Senate.
Pro-life groups want this.
And it is extraordinarily frustrating that this one person can block this and that no one in his party is publicly, I know privately they are, but publicly they are not standing up to him and saying that this is wrong.
What a shock. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and also the creator of the Recombobulation Area. We are talking about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss here in Wisconsin, essentially being the reason why we're going to stay with Arkansas and not expand Medicaid coverage for new moms for 12 months. We're not talking about eternally. This is a 1 year of expanded coverage for new mothers because, right. And again, I mentioned this the other day when we were talking about this. It is amazing to me that a childless man is the one who is stopping this because mm-hmm. Robin Voss, despite the fact he's been married 3 times, doesn't have kids. Mm-hmm. But again, a childless man is the one who is stopping this. And then you just shared this at work. This is from the Isthmus. Mm-hmm. The state Senate here in Wisconsin in October voted almost unanimously, 32-1, to expand insurance coverage for breast cancer exams. Advocates say Robin Voss is blocking a vote on the bill because of objections from insurance companies. Mm-hmm. And I go back to all of this healthcare stuff and the Republicans, at least on the national level, the big, bad, evil, bloated insurance companies. Since when have they started hating on insurance companies? Come on.
Yeah, since they thought it was going to be some sort of politically viable path for them. No, this is another very frustrating move that Voss has pulled this week. So he buried this postpartum Medicaid expansion in this obscure committee that he chairs. Mm-hmm. If you look on the list of bills that are in that committee, there is actually a previous session's postpartum Medicaid expansion bill that he had also put there. I believe there is a resolution condemning the pardons of January 6th offenders that he put there as well. And now there is another addition to that. That is a law that, like you said, the Isthmus reported on yesterday that was passed by the state Senate. Expanding access to breast cancer exams.
Screenings
for women with dense breast tissue. So this it is called Gail's Law. It is a woman who advocated for this. She is from Nina. She was from Nina. She passed away last year.
And from breast cancer.
From breast cancer because she believed she did not get this exam. And so this, again, passed 32-1 in the state Senate. Everybody thought this was going to pass the assembly. Like, I didn't even hear rumblings of Voss being opposed to this as well. But this one has gotten the exact same fate as the postpartum Medicaid. The bill has been reassigned there. And so it has been reassigned to never be brought up again.
Forgive me, but I just get the feeling that Robin doesn't like women a whole lot.
I can see how you could come to that conclusion.
Really? I mean, come on. I feel like anything that might be good for women's health or for women is expanded welfare, and we can't have that. So, ladies, you're just going to have to figure it out with your little lady brains somehow, I guess. Sorry.
I mean, how frustrating is this? It's something that we finally can agree on something in Wisconsin. Like, there are these actual measures to help women who have just given birth to a child, to help women who are at risk of breast cancer. These are easy, no-brainer bills to pass.
They should be.
And they are politically toxic, too. Like, if I'm a Democrat, I'm running against this bill. I'm running against, you support Robin Voss, you blocked this. And I think these are the types of things that just infuriate moderate voters. Because, like, people want to see people come together. People want to see action get taken and
things
easy
get done.
Layups like this to get passed.
Yeah. This shouldn't be hard.
And this should not be hard.
It really shouldn't.
And
but this just, again, reinforces to me the privileged position in which Robin sits. No one will stand up and criticize him, at least not in public.
No.
Get some spines, you guys. Jeez, how can you even go to work when you're a jellyfish?
And he controls so many of the purse strings when it comes to campaign funding.
Oh, that's what it is.
I think this is why they never really cross him.
That's what it is.
Because he is a vindictive person, and we see that in the way that he legislates with Democrats. And I think that is the way he operates internally with his caucus as well. Because he will say, and I'm not quoting something or whatever here, so don't get that wrong, but he will say that if you cross me, I'm not funding your campaign.
There you go.
And he's also married to Michelle Lichens, who was a former state lawmaker, and she is now the head of a lobbying group as well. Do you think they ever talk about how that lobbying group's funding is allocated as well?
I bet that never comes up.
I'm sure it doesn't ever come up.
I bet that never comes up. Jake from Madison listening on WFHR texting in. Two things about Robin Voss. Why haven't Assembly Republicans given him the boot to pass this postpartum Medicaid bill? And if not, shouldn't Democrats make every Assembly Republican guilty for keeping Voss and make this central to the 2026 election to take over the Assembly?
I think these both of these bills, and I don't want to say it's just the postpartum Medicaid, because I think this Gail's Law breast cancer screening bill is a really
big
deal, too.
That's a
big
one, too.
And I think we should be talking more about that, too. These are the types of things that he fosters an environment of dysfunction, of vindictiveness, of inaction. And I think if, you know, there are always these rumors that Robin Voss, this is going to be it. I've heard it. I heard it in 2020.
He's got a great gig. Why leave?
2024, that he's going to step down as Assembly Speaker and pass the torch to Tyler August. And you hear these rumblings that this is going to happen, and in which case you would have to step down as Assembly Speaker before he ends his term.
Happen.
I don't see it happening. I think he thinks of himself as the last bulwark against a Democratic takeover in Wisconsin. He's just like, only I can do this. And man, I just want to send him packing. I want the Assembly Democrats to have a better organized campaign than they did last year. And I want them to flip the Assembly while he's there and watch him lose. That's what I want to see. I cannot stand him.
Robin,
he's the worst leader that we've had in Wisconsin in my lifetime.
Robin, come retire with me. It's time. It's time, Robin, for you to step away and let someone younger with a different perspective come in and do some good work. Robin, you can do it. You can. You can.
I will throw a party.
I'll call and leave him a message. Make that suggestion. We're going to keep recombobulating with Dan Schaefer when we return. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, creator of the Recombobulation Area. Coming up after 10:30, the portion of the show we call Audio Sorbet, where we get away from the news and take a breath and talk about sillier things so I don't crack up. The second Wicked movie, you're going to end up seeing it.
I sure will.
Yes. The second Wicked movie is dropping today. So we're going to talk about your favorite musicals.
I'm excited.
I know you were. Men like musicals.
Yes.
You like some musicals.
Yes.
We're going to talk about your favorite musicals coming up after 10:30 for Audio Sorbet. Then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with this. Shouldn't be a thing. Today it's the Teddy Sexpin edition. stay tuned for that. Right before the break, we were talking about Popcorn King Robin Voss essentially controlling the state budget in Wisconsin because he stops everything. Jim from Appleton, listening on WISS in Oshkosh, says, Robin Voss holds way too much power for someone that such a small percentage of the population can vote for. This shouldn't be a thing. You're right, Jim. It shouldn't be a thing.
Yep. He runs for re-election in a deep red district, and his constituents keep voting him as assembly speaker over, or not his constituents, his caucus.
His caucus.
Keeps voting him as assembly speaker over and over and over. They could vote for anybody.
But they don't.
They could vote for any of the 50-plus members of the assembly to be a speaker. They continue to vote for Voss.
Try a spine. I don't know. Maybe grow one. Let's talk about the last-minute pulling of this gambling measure.
Yeah.
That was
a little bit surprising.
I thought it was going to, it was done.
It was moving really fast, this measure to allow for online sports betting in Wisconsin. It was a model modeled after what happens in Florida. They called it the hub and spoke model.
Right.
The hub being the tribal casinos that would host these various sports betting arrangements that you could do on your phone or whatever it might be, and the spokes being your phone. Right. Mm. And so this moved very quickly through the legislature, and it was scheduled for a floor vote as part of that Wednesday session that we had been talking about. But at the very last minute, they pulled it. They said they did not have the 50 Republican votes needed to pass it. And so they said, we're going to try and revisit this in the spring. We'll see if that actually happens. But yeah, I think, you know, basically from my understanding of what this bill did, it would have changed some language in state law to basically allow for the governor's office to negotiate with the tribal governments in Wisconsin on what the exact arrangement was. And so I was looking at the lobbying page on this because I think that's always very telling about like who actually supports it.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, you had all the different tribal casinos that were backing it, but you also had the Milwaukee Brewers that were lobbying in favor of this bill. The Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce was lobbying in favor of this bill. But there was this one sports betting group that was against it. And my understanding is that was like kind of the front group for like the DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever groups that and Vegas, whatever Vegas companies that are involved here, and they don't want to have to negotiate with the tribal casinos.
They
just want to be able to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And so I think they were lobbying against it. My guess, you always want to follow the money. My guess is that's what killed it. Not any sort of like morality play about you know, gambling or whatever
it might be.
I think this is lobbyist driven.
It's about money. This did jump out at me, though. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August told reporters, like you said, Dan, he'll revisit the issue when they come back early next year. He said he'd heard concerns over the weekend from a few lawmakers and said, but I'm not going to share specifics with you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's so damning about the specifics about this? You don't want to admit that you're hearing from FanDuel? Is that what the problem is? You don't want to admit that that Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is essentially telling you how to do this?
Yeah.
Is that what the problem is?
Yeah, I don't know. I also think why is Tyler August responding to this and not Robin Voss? Mm.
That's an interesting question.
Why is it Tyler August talking about the spring session?
That is an interesting question.
And not Robin
question.
Voss.
Robin not available?
I don't know.
Sitting on a pile of money?
I don't know.
No one could find him?
Why is it Tyler August whipping the votes for this and not the assembly speaker?
Very good question. Very good question. August said, we're going to work through these issues. I expect we'll be voting on it early next year. I'm confident that there's no rush on this. It's the right thing for the state. I'm confident we'll get it there.
Yeah. Well, Tony Evers said last week in an interview with WISN's Upfront that he was probably going to sign. He didn't want to say like final language of the bill, whatever, but he signaled that he would be approving of this measure. So maybe that's what spooked some Republicans too. They're just like, well, if Evers is for it, I have to be against
it.
It's
the tribal issue.
It's the tribal issue.
Yeah, I think.
I think you might be right.
It's the tribal issue. That's where the problem is.
I just found it very interesting that all of a sudden Republican right-leaning radio shows all of a sudden came out against it.
Real quickly. Well, they got their talking points, and it's like, well, we need to get this out right now.
Yeah.
So they did.
So they did.
So they did. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, we're going to lighten things up and jump into a little audio sorbet. Be thinking about your favorite movie musicals. That's all coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Era. This is the portion of the show we call Audio Sorbet, where we get away from the news, talk about non-news things, so we can laugh a little bit.
So we can survive.
So we can survive. Exactly. It's a survival.
survival
it's a survival
tactic.
Mechanism. Yeah. So the second Wicked movie, Wicked for Good.
That's what it's called, yes.
Wicked for Good.
Wicked, colon, for good.
Wicked for Good drops today. So we were talking about musicals before we went on the air. And that is the question for today. What is your favorite musical? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite musical? Can be a stage musical. A lot of them were turned into movies eventually. Judy from East Troy, going to start us off. I call Alice's Restaurant as much of a musical as I can handle.
Are you talking about the album?
The song.
Oh, okay.
Alice's Restaurant going to be big next Thursday. It's about Thanksgiving. And the draft.
I don't know that one.
You don't know the song Alice's Restaurant by Woody Guthrie?
I'm blanking on it. I'm sure I know it, but
you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Massacre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a classic.
It's like watching someone explain a joke right there. Do you do you know the thing? No. But here's the thing.
Then it's
there's
really
more
funny.
Things, and your face registers that you're understanding the things. It's great. All right.
Yeah.
I'll play it next Thursday.
There you go.
We'll be here live next Thursday.
We will be here live for Thanksgiving, yes.
Anyone want to join us, stop by.
We decided to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. We will be here live next Thursday for Thanksgiving. So as you're making your turkey and your stuffing and all that stuff, you can have us on and join us.
Very exciting.
We'll have a lot of fun. Favorite movie or stage musicals, because Wicked for Good is dropping today. What is your favorite? Robert from La Crosse texting in, listening on WLCX chorus line. Strong storyline, memorable scores. I will always think of Ray Schneider. It's showtime. And chorus line, it's showtime. David in Richland Center on WRCE Greece.
That is, we talked about this before.
And I didn't realize there were that many versions of
four
that.
There's four versions of Grease, and I'm not even including The Rise of the Pink Ladies or the superior Grease 2. There is the original version that is about Southside Polish kids in Chicago. That's the original version, and then it got reworked into something fancier because I think it was a little too much. It was pretty...
Was it dark?
Dark, and... racist, and yeah, it wasn't. It's not something you would go see your kids do in high school. So there's the original version, there is the Broadway version, there's the movie version, and then there is the high school kids,
which
Grease
is cleaned up even more.
Yeah. They really only. I think they do three songs for that one because that's all. But it's. I would love to see even just a video of the original Grease and see how it's like, oh, this is cringy.
Much different.
Yeah.
Favorite movie musicals or favorite stage musical is our topic for Audio Sorbet today, 855-752-4842. Brett in Brown Deer, I love the Bob Hope and Bing Crosby Road 2 series. The Road to Bali, The Road to This, The Road to That.
Is that a musical?
They sang.
Classics.
Well, they had to sing.
Yeah. They sang. Okay. Sue in Franklin, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Yes, Sue. I love that musical. All the songs are so good. And what I love about Joseph in particular is that all of the songs have kind of a different flavor. One of them's Western. One of them's, you know, Hollywood. One of them is, so they're all kind of different genre songs, which I really think is pretty cool. Sue also says The Lion King.
Okay.
Wicked, of course. Greg?
Yes.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
It's the greatest musical ever. It's like just below that is Hamilton, but Jesus Christ Superstar, I can sing from start to finish. I can play all the characters, play, do all the voices, sing all the octaves, and
well I think we got 20 minutes left of the show. And a one and a two.
Take it away.
Y'all can't afford me.
Sue also says, I encourage people to go see productions at their local high schools. Yes. The students, all the way from the actors to the orchestra pit, are so talented. You're so right, Sue. Theater was my life when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And seeing people come out to see you, especially in high school, it really means a lot. It does. It
my means a my lot. Sister did a lot of musicals growing
did
up
she?
Too. She was Annie and Annie stuff like that. Yeah, she's very good. My sister, very good singer. So she was lots of musicals. So yeah,
very cool.
I'm not a musical person.
No,
but I've seen many through
your daughters.
The state, yeah, and through my daughters too. And so like they are very excited to be seeing Wicked this weekend.
I bet.
The Wicked, they went as the Wicked Witches for Halloween this year. I was the wizard, so, you know.
Very cool.
Got to do my part there.
Love that.
Got to do your Jeff Goldblum.
They already got their tickets to see the movie this weekend. There's a lot of Wicked hype in our house right now.
Favorite movie musicals or just regular musicals, 855-752-4842. Jim from Appleton, Into the Woods. People seem to either love it or hate it. I love twisted fairy tales. Into the Woods is different.
Oh, it's dark.
It is dark,
yeah.
But some really, really talented people. James Corden is so good.
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, okay.
I have opinions on that, man. Ronnie, West Side Story. That is West Side Story is one that my mother loves that movie. She loves the play. She loves everything about it. I probably as a petulant child was like, I don't want to like this at all. And I've never seen it. Ever.
You would love it.
Why would I love it?
You would love it.
Why would I love it?
It's about the Sharks and the Jets and love.
I hate
and
football.
Friendship. I used to play that album in my bedroom and act out all of the parts to West Side Story.
See, I was too busy
doing it. Now we've got your turn. You get to take care of the rest of the show.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet. All the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a Jet, you're the swing and his thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king. Jets are
no jokes. All right, we're done. See, this is what happens. I make a joke and stop. She keeps going.
The Sharks will stay clear.
This is why people love this show.
That's also what I do love about that story is, and like, you know, the whether it's the Outsiders or Happy Days, our version of what gangs look like back then with their cuffed jeans and their slick back hair.
Yes.
And they're bad boys, but they'll open a door for a lady.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Exactly. Favorite movie musicals or favorite stage musicals? The second Wicked movie drops today, 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton on the line. Good morning, Cindy. What is your favorite?
Well, I have two of them. One is kind of lighthearted. The other one, not so much. Cats and Phantom of the Opera.
You liked Cats.
Cats is a downer.
I love cats. No. I'm a cat lady.
You're
Okay, did you see the movie?
No, but I've seen the play several times.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Yeah, the movie, I understand, could traumatize people.
It's a horrible film, from what I understand.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Appreciate it. We had Ronnie. Brett also texting in. The King and I.
Never seen that one. I have certain musicals. Fine.
Yul Brynner is so good.
I like him in, he's Yul Brynner is Ten Commandments.
Grr.
Oh, all right. Calm
King
down.
King of Siam.
Ow. What is it? I saw one here. Oh, yes, absolutely. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids texted in saying Little Shop of Horrors. And that one is interesting because that one's history is really cool because there's the original version of the movie that's in black and white with
Jack Nicholson.
He's in and possibly wrote. I don't remember, but he is in the movie. But I grew up with the movie, which was the movie musical with Rick Moranis and Ellen Green. And that ending is totally changed from what it actually is, because in the original movie and in the play version, Audrey wins.
And everybody dies.
Everybody dies. And they filmed that ending, and people saw it and were like, this is depressing.
What? Can you imagine the audience coming out? I'm going to see a musical, and you come out and every main character is dead.
Well, that's what happens in musicals. I'm sorry, Les Mis, is that a real upper?
Well, no, that's true. Yeah. That's Les Mis kind of.
Rent? Is Rent an upper?
Good time story, Les Mis. Yeah. 855-752-4842. Favorite musicals, movie musicals, stage musicals. Tammy in Eau Claire, Mame. And Man of La Mancha, Mame was a great movie with Rosalind Russell. I would have loved to have played that part.
Can you still?
Annie Mame. Now, I probably could.
There you go.
Now, Jane, have you said what your favorite musical is?
I have several.
She has several.
I love The Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
I love The Book of Mormon.
Which I don't think we can play on here at all.
No, yeah.
Calvin, we have a clip from that.
a clean one?
From The Book of Mormon? Sure.
Okay.
It's such a good musical. Book of Mormon, if you haven't seen it, it is really profane.
Yes.
But very, very funny.
From the South Park guys did that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, and they won a ton of Tonys for that. Also, really quick, going back to Jesus Christ Superstar for a moment, what's funny is that the original cast recording, because like that's the original cast recording of Book of Mormon, is the original of Jesus Christ Superstar is actually a record, is an album. It was conceived as not a rock opera, but more of a concept album and released as like if a band had released it.
Yeah.
The one that for me is the original movie version with Ted Neely. And Carl Anderson, that is the version. I get goosebumps when I talk about it because I absolutely love that show from start to finish.
Jenny agrees with you. Jesus Christ Superstar, Ted Neely is phenomenal and made this agnostic a believer. Also, Grease, Funny Girl, and Moulin Rouge in the queue. Mm. Also, Jenny's Singing in the Rain and The Sound of Music in my top 10. Singing in the Rain is just such a wonderful, happy
mm-hmm.
Donald O'Connor's in it with Make 'em Laugh, that classic song. Every song in that movie is a hit.
Yeah, that's a good one. I watched that for a film class. Never seen Sound of Music. It's right there with West Side Story, the idea of like, it was prevalent in the house. I'm like, I don't want this. I was a real dumb kid.
So if I say don't watch this, then you'll go home and watch it.
Now I'm an adult with like, you know, a brain and I'm like, oh, if you suggest something, I might look into it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, my mom's like, we should watch this. I'm like, you don't know nothing.
Never.
That's what I stuck my flag in, that idea of musicals, not like trying to rebel and like my parents don't understand why I just want to be free. I'm like, you don't understand musicals. Rodgers and Hammerstein are overrated.
You were an interesting child.
Your rebellion of not watching.
It was the thing. It was the rebellion that didn't get me in trouble. There you go.
Liz from Saukville texting in, My Fair Lady. And one last one from Brett to rock it up. Oh, my God. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show or the Rocky Horror Show?
Oh, my God. He just says Rocky Horror. Let's all do the time warp, my friends.
It's a good song.
When we return, we're going to wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on Monday, very much looking forward to this, we are going to speak with Wisconsin's Poet Laureate.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yes, we have one.
Mm.
Brenda Cardenas is going to join us on Monday after 9:30 to talk about what is it a Poet Laureate does.
Yes.
And I'm very much looking forward to this. This is a big honor for Poet Laureates.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking to Brenda coming up on Monday. In hour number two, this should be fascinating, and this is something we wanted to talk about for a while. We're going to talk about crypto. Yeah. Zeke Pfau has a book on crypto, also about Sam Bankman-Friedman, who got convicted for hanky-panky with crypto, and we're hearing a lot about the tech bubble and all of that, mm-hmm. and that is kind of all intertwined with crypto and all of these things. We've wanted to do this for quite a while.
Yeah, I want to talk about crypto in a way that's not frightening, because it's not going anywhere.
No, it's not.
I don't think we should be afraid of it, and we shouldn't be afraid of it if we're aware of what it is. And if you don't want to do it, you don't do it. I don't do it. I don't have any money in crypto, but I think to fear it is not also, because it will become more and more prevalent.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's not going away, so better to learn about it. Mm-hmm. Zeke Pfau joining us on Monday in hour number two, so I hope you can join us for that. Right now, Calvin, it's 10:54. That means it's time for it.
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think that should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays. janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from UPI, our favorite guy, Ben Hooper.
Ben Hooper!
Has the byline, comes through again. Headline reads, company pulls AI-powered talking teddy bear toy for giving sex advice. An AI-powered talking teddy bear removed from sale by a Singapore-based company after researchers found it could discuss sex and other topics.
What are the other topics?
We're going to find out. Researchers from the U.S. and Canada held test conversations with Kuma, the $99 AI-powered teddy bear powered by OpenAI's GPT-4o chatbot. Researchers said they found it easy to get the bear to talk about sexually explicit topics, including spanking, roleplay, and BDSM. Quote, we were surprised to find how quickly Kuma would take a single sexual topic we introduced and run with it, simultaneously escalating in graphic detail while introducing new concepts all its own.
Oh my God.
The bear discussed even more graphic sexual topics in detail, different positions, step-by-step instructions, role-play dynamics, scenarios it disturbingly brought up all by itself. Researchers say the bear also offered other worrisome advice, like where to
invest in crypto,
like where to find sharp objects in your home. Folo Toy CEO Larry Wang says the bear and the rest of the company's AI-enabled toys have all been removed from sale while they conduct an internal safety audit. A representative said their license to use GPT-4o has now been suspended for violation of policies.
Wait, the company? It seems like a mistake. Like,
The license to use this. So the toy company's license to use this chat bot has been suspended.
I don't know why they're being punished. It's the company.
Talk to the bear.
Yeah, talk to the bear. Talk to the company who made the AI. All I want to know is, who was the person who had to ask the first question just to make sure? And was it the second question, or were they putting that moment off for a while?
I want to know who the bear is hanging around with, where he's getting all these ideas from. Makes one wonders.
Is the bear writing a book currently that I could buy in the next 6 to 8 months?
Dating now.
Yeah.
Does he have a Grindr?
There's a podcast.
Is there a Grindr profile?
Do you know how Grindr works, Jane? No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You'd be woefully unwelcome there. I'll just put that way.
Well, that's fine with me. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic. And thank you to Dan Schaefer as well, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and watching on the live stream and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. It makes it all worthwhile. Have a great weekend. We have news coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we will see you on Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.